Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain and the letter x.com/AI.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
America faces a choice. This is Battleground America. Here's Tara Servatius.
Every day now, we're getting glimpses, glimmers, peeks at the massive size of the fraud, the theft from the federal government every year. I mean, it is literally every day. Like this week, for instance, here's just one. We learned about the massive size, the $1.8 billion that has gone missing just from King County. That's in Seattle. It's Washington. In the last 2 years. Again, $1.8 billion. Lost. Poof. No receipts. That was mostly your money, federal tax dollars. But not a single bureaucrat's been fired, so it'll probably happen again. Then there's the cover of the New York Post this week, with Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent explaining that, yes, somewhere between 300 and 600 billion, with a B, is stolen from the federal government every year through fraud. Again, that's not counting the money that is stolen, not stolen. In other words, where nobody actually steals it, Democrats just transfer it to their friends who are running kind of bogus operations. Pass-throughs. But let's stick with what we can prove. This made the cover of the New York Post the other day from Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent.
You recently mentioned you think there are between $300 and $600 billion in fraud every year of federal funds?
That's not my number. That's the General Accounting Office. So it's about 10% of the federal budget. 1-2% of GDP.
1-2% of GDP. Folks, GDP is the U.S. economy. They stole, using government as the weapon, 1-2% of the economy. And of course, we turned our children and grandchildren into debt slaves to pay it back. Those two things are just some of the indicators to drop just this week to show us the size of the Leviathan, I think, right underneath the water, that I keep predicting and have been predicting since the advent of Doge and the beginning of last year, was going to psychologically reorient, rearrange Americans' very relationship with their government. Folks, this is so much bigger than a fraud scandal. This is the kind of thing that changes the course of history. It's so big. So you're thinking, what could be crazier than what you just heard from Scott Bessent? This. The combined assets of all American NGOs. You know, the Federal Reserve tracks that. Now, remember, an NGO is different from a nonprofit, given that it often gets most of its income from the government. An NGO is a nonprofit, sure, but it's not like other nonprofits. Because of its dependence on government, usually it'll work adjacent to government. Whatever the case, combined assets of all NGOs currently in the United States of America, you might want to sit down before you hear this. Or if you're driving, pull over your car. It's $14.2 trillion. To give you some idea of what we're talking here, the entire 2025 U.S. economy is $30 trillion. Economist Carolyn Phippen explains.
The Federal Reserve has revealed the combined assets held by U.S. NGOs equals $14.2 trillion of your tax money and that of your children and grandchildren and great-great-great-great-great-grandchildren. The Federal Reserve has revealed that U.S. NGOs have more in assets than the combined 2025 GDP estimates for Japan, Germany, and India combined. India and Japan's GDP each just over $4 trillion, Germany $5 trillion, about $13.5 trillion together. Guess what? Ever wonder why everything is so absolutely unaffordable today? It's not actually rocket science. Government has forgotten the fundamental reasons for which it was formed, to serve and protect our civil liberties. It has inverted the entire formula and decided that we are the ones here to serve, to work, and through our individual labors to support their desires and the behemoth of a bureaucracy that has emanated from those desires.
Folks, this explains perfectly. You know, she's saying everything's so expensive. Why, driven by their greed, the Democrats went damn near insane. Couldn't stop printing, even when everyone was telling them it was going to lead to inflation. Even when we finally hit 9% inflation. Because they know they're spinning money into the system for their friends, their family, for everybody. Yes, it's maddening. But can you imagine if Donald Trump hadn't won? I don't think it's an exaggeration to say we were well on our way to living the rest of our lives in slavery. We now at least have a shot. Dr. Oz figured it out. Head of the Medicaid and Medicare centers all over the country in blue liberal states, they're signing up people for Medicaid and other welfare benefits that illegal immigrants aren't legally allowed to get. Many immigrants aren't allowed to get them either under federal law. But there's also a federal law that says that anybody who signs up for a welfare payment is automatically offered the ability to vote, offered voter registration. Well, what a lot of these blue states have done is pass state laws that say you automatically register to vote whether they want it or not. It is automatic when you collect the information needed for Medicaid, Medicare, food stamps. This is why Trump is currently suing 21 Democrat states to get the food stamp rolls. Why? It's a voter registration drive. You can cross-reference them. Hand it to Palantir. They cross-reference. Boom. Not only can you take the illegals off the rolls, you can get them off the voter rolls, too. They'll be able to see the whole system. That is why 21 states are in court right now, refusing to turn over their food stamp rolls. But it's only a matter of time till we get them. Here is Dr. Oz talking about the connection between Medicaid, illegal registration on the Medicaid of illegals, and the right to vote.
Well, these fraudsters, and you're right, Minnesota Nice made it easy for them to make out like bandits. But let me share something with you that I learned recently. By federal law, if you sign someone up for Medicaid, you also give them the right to vote. So ironically, it's true for SNAP as well. As you give out social services, you also get them registered to vote. So you're building up a very partisan group of individuals. This is political patronage at the expense of Medicaid. And the criminal part here is not just a horrible waste and fraud and abuse of our federal tax dollars, but you're taking money from our most vulnerable citizens.
And that right there, that's the whole system. We're going to get it. We're going to get all of it. But wait to hear what just happened. Folks, this is remarkable. Tom Fitton and Judicial Watch, as you know, and we talk about this regularly, they've been suing Democrat states for their voter rolls. The Trump administration has now joined them. They want the full voter rolls, not just what you can download off the website. Why? They want to cross-match them. and want to cross-reference him with the SNAP, with the food stamps. And want to run him against the Homeland Security and Social Security databases. That's the whole program. They'll be able to see it. We're going to get that. And that is going to be a day that blows Americans' minds. But in the meantime, Judicial Watch is suing state after state after state, Democrat states mostly, to clean up their rolls. They are violating federal law by keeping ineligible voters on the rolls. They just sued Oregon and won. Folks, holy cow. 27% of the voters on the voter rolls are ineligible. They can't vote. Yet they are automatically mailed ballots every election. That's 800,000 ineligible registrations, 27% of its 3 million voters. Now, here's the mind-blowing part. And I double-checked this because it was so mind-blowing. I thought, nah, that can't be. That can't be. It is. Do you know what year? Do you know that Oregon was a Republican state? Yeah, for a long time. Do you know what year it shifted from being a Republican state to Democrat state? 1988. It was a 1988 presidential election. What happened in 1987? Something very significant. They went to all mail-in voting, automatic mailing of ballots, which is kind of a big deal if 27% of the people on your rolls are ineligible and you have ballot harvesters going around to apartments and mailboxes and places like that, like those big group mailboxes where the ballots just stack up. And collecting them. Serious question, folks. Right now, this is going to sound nuts. In 6 months, it's not. Is Oregon even a blue state? Is it? Is Oregon even a blue state? I don't know this morning. I'm not real sure. I'm also not really sure that Minnesota is a blue state. That's up in the air with me right now. Now that we've uncovered the Somali voting fraud system, where you can vouch for seven other people, yeah, she lives at this address, and then she gets to vote. And what do? Mass mail the ballots. Folks, this is why I have come to the conclusion, and I never reverse myself on something, we got to get rid of the filibuster. We got to get the SAVE Act through. We got to find out before Trump leaves office which states really are blue states, which are actually purple, and which blue states are actually red. This sounds nuts now. I'm telling you, give it 6-8 months. It's not going to sound crazy at all. It's what everybody's going to be saying. Folks, we're making tremendous progress.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? MaintainX is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With MaintainX, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try MaintainX for free today. Go to MaintainX.com/AI. That's Maintain and the letter X.com/AI.
This podcast is brought to you by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in over 40 currencies with no markups and no hidden fees. Whether you're sending pesos across the pond, spending reals in Rio, or getting paid in dollars for your side gig, you'll get the mid-market exchange rate on every transaction. Plus, most transfers arrive in less than 20 seconds. Join 15 million customers internationally. Be smart. Get Wise. Download the Wise app today. T's and C's apply.
Is anybody else following how the left has had to revise its lies about Rachel Good? I'm sorry, Renee Good. I keep wanting to say Rachel. I don't want to say Rachel. It's Renee Good. And what happened in her collision, shall we say, with the ICE officer? Anybody paying attention to this? Here's what the left was saying in the beginning, when we only had video from the one angle where you really couldn't tell if she hit it.
This 37-year-old woman drops her kid off at school, not involved in protest activity or anything, seems to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
Yeah. Well, folks, incredibly, if we were still in the George Floyd era where the FBI was inside of X, that probably would be the narrative that would be written in the school history books about this. It'd probably be the narrative most Americans believe, but we're living in the era of X and there is no FBI to censor. So they're having to revise, especially since it turns out she was working with a group involved in a criminal conspiracy to teach people how to ram ICE with their cars and insert themselves into ICE operations in order to free prisoners. Whose prisoners? Illegal immigrants being arrested. She actually formally went through the training. So did the wife. Well, that had to be revised a little bit.
What she was doing was an act of tremendous neighborliness. She clearly was not trying to harm anyone. She was actually trying to help people. And even at the moment of her death, she appeared to be trying to get away, not engage.
Yeah, then the Ring video came out. Oops. And you can clearly see her hit him. And she drives for a good 10 feet with him on the hood. She hits him hard. By the way, folks, the Trump administration is going to get killed here. They are days behind on messaging. Days. You know, on Monday, Trump was giving an interview about this. You know what he said? He said, yeah, watch the video. You could hear. It sounded to me like she hit him. Like you could hear a thud. I'm like, what did I? And then I went back and looked. I can't find any instance. Caroline Levitt should stand in the press room with a big screen behind her and play the Ring video, where you can clearly see him on the hood of the car. Boom. She hits him hard. She drives with him on the hood for about 10 feet. Then he gets thrown off. Do the Trump people even know that video exists? I'm telling you, we need a war room. Trump cannot just fly off the cuff with half the information half the time. It's not working. But X is. And people are seeing this stuff. I had that Ring video pinned for 4 days to the top of my X account. On day 3, Trump made that statement. He hadn't seen it yet. That's how bad their response coordination is. They need a full-time person. And I know Trump likes to do it himself and likes to keep his hands on everything. It's not working. It's just too much going on. But we do have X, and it's forcing Democrats to move the goalposts. So when the Ring video came out, they had to revise their story. Here's the next Democrat lie from Congressman Dan Goldman.
It was very clear that she was following the orders of the ICE agent to leave
when she hit him. So it was an oopsie doopsie. It was okay, right? Maybe she did hit him, and maybe she kind of was trained to hit him and interfere. All right, maybe she kind of was interfering all morning in violation of law, but you know, she was ordered to leave and he was in the way. What were you going to do? Was she ordered to leave or to stay? Well, we got video of that too.
Out of the car. Get out of the car.
Get out of the car. He didn't order for her to leave. He ordered for her to stay.
It was very clear that she was following the orders of the ICE agent to leave.
Yeah, that's not working. No. So they need a new lie. It's kind of like the movie Jaws. We're going to need a bigger boat. We're going to need a new lie. You want to hear the new one? You want to hear this? Oh, this is great. This is great. Okay, she hit him. But it wasn't that hard. Oh, cool. Okay, so let me ask you. If I am feel that a cop is unfairly giving me a ticket, I can hit him as long as he can walk away. Yes, that is the new Democrat standard from Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey.
Watch the video from every single angle. I mean, the ICE agent walked away with a hip injury that he might as well have gotten from closing a refrigerator door with his hips. I've seen worse injuries from doing that. And so give me a break. No, he was not ran over. He walked out of there with a hop in his step.
So we just hit him a little bit. And that's okay if you're a Democrat. So I just want to remind you where this started a week ago with Adam Schiff's lie.
This 37-year-old woman drops her kid off at school, not involved in protest activity or anything. Seems to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
See? The evolution of the lie? Wait till you hear where they went with this yesterday. They are now asserting, I kid you not, the right to hit the ICE agent. I don't know if this would apply to police officers too. I don't know if they assume they have that right too. If it's a small act of defiance, not a large act of defiance. We can hit him if it's a small act of defiance. We can hit him with our car, but not a large act of defiance. This is where the left is. Wait till you hear this up next. So the evolution of lie continues. She was just a mom on her way from dropping her kid off from school. She wasn't an activist. He told her to leave the scene and she didn't. He happened to be in the way and she accidentally hit him and he killed her and was terrible. Okay, she might have trained to be an agitator. Okay, and she might have hit him, but she didn't hit him that hard, the mayor said. I mean, he walked away. What do you want? We should be able to hit ICE agents as long as we don't hit them too hard. Played you that audio in the last segment. I mean, as long as he's got a hop in his step, you know, as long as he can walk away, we can hit him a little, right?
Watch the video from every single angle. I mean, the ICE agent walked away with a hip injury that he might as well have gotten from closing a refrigerator door with his hips. I've seen worse injuries from doing that. And so give me a break. No, he was not ran over. He walked out of there with a hop in his step.
Okay. So they're now being forced by X in the playing the video for millions to admit, okay, she did hit him. Want to hear the new thing? It's actually okay to hit the ICE agent with your car, only if you're a liberal. Do not try this if you're MAGA. As long as it's a small act of defiance. Here, I'll let so-called comedian and left-wing activist John Stewart, who has his own podcast, explain this new theory.
When I look at that video, I see a woman, maybe naive, sitting in a car thinking she has to do something and she's going to block something, and a wildly extreme overreaction to that small act of defiance.
What? No. Folks, they're moving the ball. This is what they do. They're moving the ball down the field. Well, as long as it's a small act of defiance, you only kind of hit him a little. And if you're upset, it's understandable. Unless you're a January 6th protester, in which case you're going to prison for the next 18 years. But no, as long as you're a liberal in good standing, you can hit him a little. As long as he can walk away and it's only a small act of defiance and you are mad, it's okay.
A wildly extreme overreaction to that small act of defiance.
Folks, watch the video. It's on my X feed. She hits him. She drives a good 10 feet with him on the hood of the car. Now, here's why, if you're a liberal and only a liberal, but also not a January 6th protester, then there are no acts of defiance allowed. John Stewart explains.
When they say, like, she was radicalized, I just think, well, there are masked gunmen in her neighborhood who she's read about taking 17-year-old kids and pulling them off the street. I know what a terrorist attack looks like.
Yeah, that was not a terrorist attack.
Right.
Yeah, so if like when you hit him with a car, only if you're a liberal with privilege, liberal privilege, and you hit him with a car, as long as it doesn't look like a terror attack and it's an act of defiance, only a small one though, it's okay. And you know, if he can walk away afterward, it's okay. Are we really here, folks? Are we really here?
Terra Servatius. Please subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your favorite podcasts. Share with friends, family, and other free thinkers. Thanks for listening.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
When equipment breaks down and operations come to a halt, every single second counts. So why is your maintenance team spending 60% of their time doing anything but turning wrenches? Maintain X is the AI-powered maintenance and asset management system that helps your team get back to actually fixing breakdowns. No more searching for manuals. No more hunting down parts. No more drowning in paperwork. With Maintain X, your team can access manuals from anywhere, create new procedures in minutes, and turn voice notes into clear and complete work order feedback. What used to take hours now only takes minutes. Keep your operations moving and your wrenches turning. Join over 13,000 maintenance teams that are already fixing more and filing less. Try Maintain X for free today. Go to maintainx.com/AI. That's maintain in the letter x.com/AI.
Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient, meat. Visit GoodRanchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. GoodRanchers.com. American meat delivered. How would you describe yourself? Fun? Sporty? Bold? If that's the case, meet the Kia K4 hatchback, made for motion, adventure, and whatever you might decide to bring along. Or would you say you're more smooth, sleek, refined? If so, there's the Kia K4 sedan. Calm, confident, and ever so modern. Two personalities, two available turbocharged ways forward. The Kia K4 GT Line Turbo and the K4 Hatchback GT Line Turbo. What turbos you? Turbo is available on select K4 trims.